We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. If we'd all rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. Happy New Year to everybody. It's nice to see guests here, and you're all welcome. We'll move on to designation and appointments for the year 2015. Assistant Mayor, Mr. Trebishiel.
Yes, sir.
Handle that again. And we'll designate the departments for the city council members.
Mayor and council, just one change from the agenda. Under council reports, Mr. Odoms would be water and sewer, and Mr. Gregonis would be streets. Unless there's any changes from any of the council members that would wish to change departments.
Any discussion, or is everybody satisfied with what they are designated with? Fine?
Okay with me.
Do I have to make a motion for that or motion for everything?
Everything.
All right. Set the city council meeting start time for 2015. It's 7 o'clock, as we have been. Continue with that. All in agreement?
Yep.
Our city engineer, Justin Black, SEH. Continue with that. Any discussion? Otherwise, we'll keep on. And designate our emergency manager for the city for 2015, Brad Draghi, as it has been. Any discussion? Otherwise, motion for to approve the appointment.
Designate. Depository and
okay.
Newspaper.
And I suppose we've got the State Bank of Hamburg.
Correct.
As the official depository, and the official newspaper is the Times. Leave as is. Got no really other choices. Any other discussion on the appointments? Or as they probably look for motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to accept the appointments as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Public comment. I think everybody's probably here that has got it on the agenda tonight. Agenda review. Any items to be added?
Mayor and City Council, just a few things. Under the consent agenda, copy of the exempt gambling permit for the Hamburg Baseball Club for their raffle to be held the 17th, Rich? 7th. 6-7-15. Updated claims list, delinquency list, and then a letter in relation to Wesley Stanek's utility billing, which I will report on under my report.
Okay. Anything else from the council? Does it look for a motion?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to accept the consent agenda with the added items as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the fire department report. Chief Buckentine. Evening.
Good evening.
Someone motion with the changes?
Yeah.
Need to
I think so.
Agenda.
I think it said consent agenda,
yeah.
Though.
Did I? I talked wrong?
So.
Okay.
But the motion was for to approve the adoption of the agenda.
Yeah.
So we need a motion for consent.
Okay. We'll go back. We need a motion for the consent agenda.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Your turn now.
Do you have a sign-in sheet or is it going around?
Yeah. Sign-in sheet?
No sign-in sheet.
Mm-mm.
All right, we'll take note.
That's fine. Good evening. I'll start out with the... He's got a certificate of recognition for Brad Draghi for his years of service.
Mr. Draghi.
We've got a certificate of recognition. It says this certificate is awarded to Brad Draghi in recognition of valuable contributions to the City of Hamburg for serving as fire chief and a volunteer firefighter for 36 years and 7 months. Basically from the Hamburg City Council. Appreciate it. And I just have to say, we've been together for 30, but you've outlasted me on it. So appreciate your time and all your efforts. If you've got something to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You got the floor.
Just to give an update on the ISO review we had in early December. He said it'd be probably about 6 months till we get the info back for that. A couple things that came out of that. He said there'd be a training we can do with Greg working, fire department can work with him on flushing some hydrants. So hopefully we can work together with him on that this summer. And I got auto aid agreements in here. That's one thing that came out of it is we have the mutual aid agreements, but this last summer we went into auto aid. We start working with Green Isle, anything in Sibley County. Everything in Carver County would be with NYA, and that's any structure fire. When we get started, that other department will be started immediately. He said with that, the mutual aid agreement doesn't cover the auto aid part. Said just basically it's a mutual aid agreement with the wording auto aid in it. So been working with the League of Cities, getting a template, and we'll get something going on that. So that'll be in the future. I'll keep you in touch with that. So is there any questions with the ISO? I just got a couple other things that came in here. Jen Baker, one of our firefighters, has taken a 6-month leave of absence. She's got some personal issues she needs to work with. The NFA class we were going to be having February 21st and 22nd here. I don't know if they've got enough people yet. We've been emailing back and forth. So I got a feeling that class is going to be canceled, but that was a federally funded grant or federally funded class. Fire board meeting will be coming the last week of January, and I'll let get Dick and Councilman Trebish will be the our representatives. And the gear just arrived today that we've been waiting on. So.
What's here?
Yeah, it just came today. Looks pretty nice. Surprising how light it is. I think all four sets weighed about what one set weighs. So.
Really? Where was that purchased through? Which company?
MES. Was it Municipal Emergency Services? That is all I have, unless you guys have something.
Trucks are under control, or?
They haven't had any calls since the beginning of December.
No, I mean, that's for mechanical wise. Is I know that your heavy rescue is fixed. I didn't know about...
Oh, the light rescue? Yeah, Greg, I think he put a water pump in it already.
Okay.
I know he got ordered it. I don't know if he's got it in yet.
Okay.
It's been pretty quiet. Nothing's wrecking when we ain't getting calls. So.
Well, yeah, it's good and bad. That's it. Anything else for the chief? Being it's a new year, questions or?
Have a good night, fellas.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on. Mr. Shug is here for the Amber Baseball Club and Central School Board update.
Jeremy asked me just to make a couple comments tonight as long as we were here. As far as the baseball club, I guess just a couple dates for this year. You already approved the gambling permit, and that 52 club drawing is on June 7th. That's a Sunday. Then on June 25 through 28 will be the Hamburg Green Isle baseball tournament that we always have every summer. So that will be a Thursday night, the 25th, through Sunday, the 28th. I can't remember if we have the championship game this year or not. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
I think it was in Green Isle last year, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
so
we do.
It flip-flops every year. So that's coming up. We did finish the drainage project last September, and I guess I wanted to note there with the help of William Miller and Sons, and especially Orv and Scott Feltman and Mike Buckentine. Those three individuals put in a lot of time that day and made things go very, very smoothly. So I want to make that note. And then one thing I thought about on that, we do have some extra fill back there in the parking lot. I don't know if the city has any need for some fill somewhere. We're going to need to get that out of there come spring. The extra rock, I think, will just spread in the parking area, but the dirt will need to be moved out, and so the city has an area that they need some fill. I could come and...
I'll mention it to Greg if he knows.
Yeah, I will.
What's that?
I say, otherwise, if you see Greg...
Right. Well, if Jeremy wants to mention it to him or whatever.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Beyond that, it went well, and we may need some of that fill back after it settles a little bit in the spring. We'll see, but it went very, very well, and hopefully that should alleviate a lot of water problems that we've had in the past. So.
Good.
I appreciate Larry Miller coming forward with the idea. That really worked well. So that's really, I think, any questions on baseball? I mean, other than that, we're going to be doing some work here over the next three summers preparing for the 2017 state baseball tournament, but I think most of those things will be cosmetic and updating of certain things a little bit, but nothing major, I don't think, at least that I see.
Well, everything seems to be pretty well in order there anyway.
So that's really about it. Baseball. School, about the only thing I can really tell you that's kind of new, and if you saw in the paper last week, over break, they moved into the new addition at the elementary. That's taken us out of some lease buildings that we were in. Very nice addition. It's going to add to the safety of that building. It was also redone the parking lot, so there's lanes for buses and cars, separating those from the kids. And the front entry, you'll come through a couple double doors, and the normal flow of kids in the morning will go through the double doors, both sets. But once the 8 o'clock or whatever time frame, that second set locks, and then any visitors have to buzz in and go physically through the office to get into the building. So it adds to a lot of safety in that building as well. But really nice. Four kindergarten rooms and a music room were added to that. And then I think they're utilizing three kindergarten rooms at this time, but they have a fourth one in case that goes to another section. And the music room, a huge front atrium that can fit all the kids in the building. So they can have lyceums, they can have other events. They've had some recess there when it's too cold to go outside, different things like that, programs, screen with a projector from the ceiling, different things like that. Large nurse's office in that area. And then community ed moved into the old elementary office, and then some of the ECFE classes that were in the lease buildings are in the old kindergarten rooms that were part. So it really worked out well. And good long-term investment for the constituents of the district.
Any questions? Or?
over the years, I've amassed a lot of electronic stuff. It's serviceable, and I really don't have anything for it anymore. So I sent an email to the district saying I have all this stuff and offering to them to come and get it. Nobody ever responded. I assume they probably just slipped through the cracks.
I've heard it. It's the first I've heard it, so I can certainly ask them. Some electronic?
It's like computer cables and television switches and a lightning detector and stuff. A lot of stuff. You know, like I say, it's serviceable.
I can ask. I'll certainly pass that on. I'll ask. Anything else?
Anything else? Otherwise, thank you for the update.
Mel was here too, he's my sidekick, you know.
Does he have some words of wisdom?
I don't know.
If he does, he's not going to utter them.
Well, I'm giving you the chance.
It's just Mutt and Jeff from the baseball club.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
We'll move on to the Ed Hattershead annexation.
We'll just skip him until he goes to the township, and then he'll be coming to council meeting.
He just walked into the township.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, then we'll go to old city business. Assessment policy and time clock.
Nothing on the assessment policy yet, but time clock, we started using that January 5th. With some trial and error. Don't like the time cards.
Huh?
You don't have the time card bent the right way.
It's like, click it.
Huh? Yeah.
But we've learned now. We've got to like bend them so
they're
really
flat.
Okay.
Are you having problems with the time clock, Sherry? Is that the deal?
I am.
Just kick the card in and it punches.
You wait till after the meeting. We'll let you look at it. No, we
got
to figure it out now. We got the tricks down.
So we've started using that.
Assessment policy, well, that we got to get going on.
Yeah. And we'll look at some sample policies.
It doesn't look like really anything of this is on there, but if it gets to the point where they're going to do soil samples.
Yep.
Was it Sophia?
Yep.
You?
Yep.
And Jacob?
Yep.
Some of the past council members of years ago when those roads were put in, they say if they do the borings, they're going to go through and they're probably going to get into black material that's all ground up asphalt. So don't, they said, let them tell us that it's dirt. Those roads were put in for farm use, trucks, everything. Like Sophia, I don't remember, but they said how many inches of gravel. It's all gravel. Gravel and ground up blacktop.
So it's got good base.
Yeah, so they, unless something really happened underneath there, they don't figure that there should be anything.
Any issue space wise.
Other than a mill and overlay.
Good.
So
that's
we'll
what
see.
The only one thing is that that drain by that alley there.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
That's the only spot that I can see.
Yeah.
But so it's just some info that
happens to sink.
Yep, and it's frost gets underneath it and raises it and lowers it.
I figured I'd pass on quick, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Because we'll have to get that once the frost is out to get the ball rolling.
Yep. Yep.
So. Anything else under the old city business item?
Just looking at June 25th through the 28th, they got that baseball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about that. So, on that, if they're going to be doing anything,
they have to maybe be after that.
Yeah.
Hopefully the bids might come in lower with the oil prices down.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know,
I just don't want to. I wouldn't like to see it all dug up during those days when they're having their baseball thing. You know.
Well, couldn't they park on your side there?
They can park one or two cars and then I'm full.
Just checking.
Oh, okay.
Anything else on the old city business item? We'll move on. Public Works and Utilities.
I will report in Mr. Schultz's absence. He is out sick. He's been battling some illness on and off the past couple of months. So basically with water and wastewater, been working with Kurt. Kurt's put together, it's kind of nice, it saved us some money, is he's taken the time to do our NPDES, or basically our sewer discharge permit, which is up every 5 years.
Yeah.
So he's put that all together. And then we're going to sit down this week, go through it, make sure everything's good, and get that mailed off. It has to be in by February 1st. And then also he's worked on putting together the phosphorus management plan, that we need to have something in place and to MPCA by February 1st too. So he's been busy working on them things. Other thing, just FYI, I think I sent out an email that we turned the grinder station light off. I know we talked about getting one in and then it was too bright. We just thought, well, we'll turn it off. It's there if we need it. It's on a breaker. So unless there's any objection, we'll leave it off. I think really we put it there so when we need it.
When we need it, it's there.
The one-ton truck, just to kind of give you an update on that, I guess. We had to get the Chevy had to get picked up by we had to get rescued by a Ford, I guess. We were going to training last Thursday and it died on us, so the fuel pump went out on it. And what Greg's going to do is it has two fuel pumps and it has a reserve tank. That reserve tank is, he said, it's all corroded, shot all the lines going to it. He says it could get really expensive, and he says he doesn't really think investing a lot of money into that truck. So what he's thinking is replacing the main fuel pump, trying to bypass
that reserve. One.
Yeah. So he's been busy toying with that. Other than that, anything for Greg?
I noticed that the sensor is working now when it's below 32 degrees mm-hmm. on the side.
Oh yeah.
The lights on the top.
I think Greg needs kind of a boom to get at that because he can't get it at a ladder, and we're not doing the old back up the truck and go on the ladder there.
Maybe we can get Miller's.
Yeah, so need to get a bucket or something for Greg to access that. But they did come out and fix the sensor, so it is reading everything.
And it's close.
Everything's working, and yeah, it's in a degree or two. So, and I've been watching it, it's been working, so.
That or possibly Rob's.
They came out in
December,
end of December, and fixed it. So.
The only thing is maybe this one will be very cheap to use.
Yeah.
As long as he can do it.
Yeah. Well, Rob's will be out Thursday, so we'll see and have them look at it. Because they'll be here Thursday because they got to fix the hall light. They're going to look at this light here, and then there's a heater that we need to get replaced that's down in the well where the water tower is, where the shutoff is, where the standpipe is. So
you're talking that light behind the community hall?
Yes.
That big one?
Yep. And we wanted to get that fixed before Pheasants Forever in the Pancake.
Yeah.
So they should be here Thursday to take care of them items.
Anything else on the city department? Purchase chairs and tables?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to continue and probably get 22 more tables for the hall. Then we'll have 66 tables up there. Unless council has any objections after we purchase that. Them tables, to have Greg go through some of them tables and just dispose of them. I mean, some of them are...
Get rid of the real bad ones.
The rubber corners on yet, but there's about 6 inches of no table.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's some of them are just bad, water damage.
Yep.
Those type issues, so...
Is that just a city expense then, or is this a shared
budget? It'd be a budgeted city expense.
That's fine.
If anything, I think, you know, the need for chairs is up there too. A lot of them chairs up there are ancient.
Yeah.
It'd be good to start switching some of them in and out too.
Be nice to get those into the plastic era too.
Yeah.
See, once they're coming down in price. And
you have to look at price comparison.
Yep. Anything else? It?
Tell you for Greg.
Well, we'll move on to the city clerk. Treasury report?
Just one thing. If you had a chance to look through or go through, but the engagement letter to retain Ehlers as our agent for issuer for continued disclosure under SEC ruling. So basically, just unless anybody has any questions or concerns, it's they've always taken care of that for us to make sure all our proper reporting and we're abiding by all SEC rules. And usually that is a $550 fee per bonds we have out. Mm-hmm. So basically just looking to have a motion to retain them as our agent for that. We've pretty much since I've been here, pretty much worked with Ehlers, and they're great to work with.
Any discussion? Otherwise, we look for a motion.
Make a motion to retain Ehlers as a disclosure for the SEC rule.
Sir.
Motion made and seconded to approve and retain Ehlers as the agent for the issuer to continuing disclosure under the SEC rule. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
So the other thing I'll just skip, because it's kind of budget related too, but health insurance, don't know why, but I guess it's good news. It came in $93 a month cheaper when they actually sent their January statement. So,
well, hope it continues in February and March.
I'm counting on that, but so that's about a $1,000 savings to the city there. And then just before I jump into the budget, deal with this letter in relation to for Wesley Stanis. That'll be at 418 Jacob Street. Basically, I guess the bottom line what we're looking at is we have, about $1,100 balance, Sherry, right now on that?
Yep, close to $1,100.
And
they made an $100 payment the beginning of December and a $100 payment the end of December. However, we figured it out, they're not using water right now, so they're getting about $55, $56 a month of being charged. However, with their balance,
it eats it up.
Right. I think it was $92 in late fees when I billed them this last time. So really what they're paying
$8.
Is pretty much just the late fee for the month, and then $8 extra. So they're not even really covering their fee for the month.
So I think really what they've asked us is to kind of waive the late fees, but what do we figure what we have in late fees?
And I went back and did it from January of 2014 to December 2014, and it was a little over $400 in late fees. And now Jeremy and I did both several times try contacting them or finding a source to try to contact them when the bill was not being paid. Because usually what we do is, if it's a rental, I send the late notices to the owner and the person renting it. But in this case, we both looked.
So basically, if you recall, what we have there is they were renting out the home for about a year, maybe a little over that, and kind of got so best way to say it, is kind of got really stiffed with a lot of bills, stuck with a lot of bills.
Yep.
Like Sherry said, we did more on our part to make effort to try to contact them to let them know where they were standing balance-wise. But it's basically what we had as a renter, you know, dump and ditch and run, and left them with a big bill. So, but yet, I don't know where it comes into play where how the city would.
So if we waive the late fees now, is he going to pay the whole rest of the $700, or is he just wants to keep paying installments?
Well, from what we understand, I think they're closing the 31st of this month.
Yeah, she called again this morning. She made it pretty clear they have a buyer set up, and as of right now, they're trying to close the 30th or 31st of January.
And just kind of to past practices, we've had this before where, if you recall, with Mr. Carlson's home, we didn't make any adjustments at that time, just agreed to make, you know, payment plans. You know, I'm just a little bit worried. I mean, you know, that's been our past practice. I think that's kind of what we got
to. Well, I think, too, this has to be settled up before it'll go clear for sale, won't it?
Well, if I'm buying, I would want it taken care of.
But I mean, that we have to tell the realtor.
And we have.
Yeah.
So they're aware of it.
I think that's the time to get our money and settle it and be done.
I was going
to
say, if they're selling it, then I guess we might as well get the whole thing out of the bank.
We're not the finance company. You know?
Yeah, we're not a bank, exactly.
No. So, I mean.
I didn't realize he was selling the house. I was going to say, if he's willing to pay the $700 and wait, we can waive the $400, at least we'll get $700 original bills out of it. But if he's selling the house and dumping it anyway, well, then we might as well get the whole amount.
That's
a dangerous precedent if you waive the late fees.
Well, we didn't do it before.
No, exactly. That's going to come back to haunt us down the road if we do that. I'm sympathetic to the situation, but I mean, I think that's part of being a landlord. You got to keep on top of what's going on and make yourself available. And, you know, I'm not buying the fact that he wasn't aware of what was going on.
Right.
Because if water goes late, the rent payments are probably late.
Yeah, I guess it'd be kind of tough if the new people want to move in and the water's turned off.
I mean, I guess the only reason that I say we should take the $700 if he's willing to pay right off the bat, at least we're getting something, versus turning into a collection agent who's going to take half.
Could we put it on his taxes?
Well,
and it's tax every the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the city should eat anything.
No. I think you're right.
It's not our fault.
Not only that, whenever he sells it, then it's got the sewer line has got to be televised too. Yet, who pays for that?
Well, we do it one time.
Just sell. The city does one time.
Oh, we do. Oh, okay. Yeah, my thoughts are we never did it before, so I let time take its course here.
Oh, like I said, it's on closing.
We're going to get it, yeah. So,
do we have to have a motion that we or I don't think we really have to do anything with it. Just turn it over with the realtor, and this is what's owed on the property.
I think I'll just let them know that the request was denied.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
Pardon?
2015 budget. And I didn't print it out, but I emailed it to everybody. Just a few things. In discussing with the auditors, and this is up to council, what they would like to see is us accounting for all monies. So what they'd like to see in the budget is that, unless there's some you know, we don't have to do it this way either, but it's just something we discuss, is for record keeping, is having the LGA in there. And then also probably the biggest thing was showing the changes or what the actual expenses that we're looking to budget, at least having a number in the streets instead of leaving it blank. So what I have done, and then were probably a couple of the biggest things, and there were only a couple other changes that I made, because one of the other things talked about is, and I'll discuss in claims too, but the LGA aid that we received, I basically took it out, put it into savings, and then when we have the street projects, we can transfer it back into savings and back into the general fund to make payments. At least we can get a little interest off it. And then probably only be 6 months, 8 months, but so basically what I had done is gone in there, and there was at least one amendment I want to make, and that's estimate actuals. When I presented the budget, there wasn't a number in there for the transfer in from the savings account. So $30,000 was to be transferred from city savings account to the general fund for the Bobcat purchase. So that was an additional $30,000 that should have been in the general fund. So that's the one change I made in the general fund for the estimate actual 2014, which then roughly, once you make the adjustments to, you know, no wage increase, took that out, and then insurance, and made all the adjustments, which we approved at the December meeting, you know, left us with a roughly projected net income of $45,000, which basically that money we would take in use for street improvements for next year. So what bottom line we're looking at is by taking that out, if you figure in LGA just to show that it's income and add that in and then take streets. There it is. So what I've looked at is we have about $233,056 in monies we have for expenses for street improvements and the parking lot. So I think there's sufficient money to get probably both, well, not both, one of the street projects done and then the parking lot done, and possibly even monies there to expand that parking lot. So by doing that, making them changes, you know, that leaves us obviously with a negative balance of $34,746, but also what we're looking at is using them monies from 2014, you know, which still leaves us, you know, to about $10,000 to the good.
So they want us to put in speculative numbers.
Well, yeah, they at least would like to. And I somewhat agree with them, because otherwise we just leave that open-ended. And then also when they come to the audit, they're like, how come you have $187,000 in street expenses but didn't budget any of that? Why wasn't it budgeted? Yeah. You know, and it kind of makes sense. Plus, it's good for record-keeping for me, so I know. I mean, even though I have a sheet, too, which, you know, we included in the budget, you know, showing, you know, our ranges for street improvements and all our options. But what they'd like us to do is to pick one option 1 year, next year. Actually, they'd like us, you know, kind of even to have a 5 year maybe plan on that. So I don't know what council's wishes are. I mean, for me, it makes sense just because it's good to have a number in there so I can go and look right in the budget. And you go, okay, we had $230,000 for these street improvements. You know, that's right in the budget. Versus nothing, and then when they come and do their audit, it just doesn't look good.
Well, you're the expert here. Whatever you choose to do is kind of
in either way, it works, because I know what's going on.
Yeah,
but one of the points they made, say you have a change. You know, people don't know about that, and it's not technically really in the budget. There's nothing really earmarked other than you know, we've said LGA.
What's in the minutes?
But then we don't have and we don't have LGA in the budget. You know, we've taken it out.
Right, and our whole thing with the street anyway is if we get that LGA
money that we're going to use.
If we don't get the LGA and we budget for street,
we allocate it to street.
Find some other way to.
And we note that in the budget too,
which is not the way I would want to operate a budget. I mean, the way other cities have gotten in trouble, Norwood, Cologne, and other cities in the area have gotten in trouble. They've put LGA into their budget and budgeted for items, and that's why they're doing 12 and 14 and 15% levies year over year, because they didn't get didn't get as much LGA money, so they're making up for it.
Or it went someplace else.
Right.
I would prefer that we don't have it in there. Okay. For that reason specifically.
And I'm open. I mean, for me it works either way, to be honest.
I think that's a way to lead us astray if we've got the LGA money in there.
I think as long as we have, the street improvement document in there, you know, showing what our expenses are going to be, and we have the notes to show, you know, that we're using LGA for street improvements, and then we're noting them amounts even, so we, you know, I think it's sufficient how we have it too, but it's just...
formality.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, I kind of go along with it, leave it the way we have it.
Okay. All right, I would do that, I would leave that. So then really, the only thing I would like to do then is just to approve an amended budget, just to, so we account for that extra $30,000 in the estimate actual for that transfer in, to account for that. And then...
that's for 2014.
14, right. Estimate actuals, right. And then just to approve the changes and amendments made to insurance and wages, since we had 3% in the budget, just to approve them amounts. And then to... one other amendment I made is for 2007 street assessments in 2014, we received additional payment of $632.64 and $3,322.36 in assessments. So what that was is put the assessments back on the lot on Brad Street that Detail bought.
Okay.
If people recall.
Yeah.
Well, they paid, you know, about $4,000 of that assessment at the end of this year. So just want to note that, because then I had to recertify the amount to the county because they made that payment in the land sale, but it was something the county missed and then gave it to us when we got our November tax settlement, which we get in December. So I made those adjustments. And then the other adjustments I made, it was just for water, sewer, well, not really sewer, but water and stormwater for the rates. So accounted for the water for the capital improvement fee, which will be about $20,160. So I added that into the budget. And same with the stormwater. Increase that to the user fees to $70,144 in relation to the 1.85% increase in stormwater.
So that'll net us how much more than in 14? What'd you say?
What was it? $2,000. So then what I would just ask to amend the 2015 budget with those changes, unless there's any comments or concerns. And I will just scratch out the LGA and streets. And we'll just leave that. And I'll just make sure I keep it in the notes that the LGA will be allocated to street improvements if received. Appreciate that.
Any other questions or discussion? Always look for a motion to to amend the 2015 final budget as it was stated.
So be it.
There a second?
Sir.
Motion made and seconded to amend the final budget as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Only other thing I got is yesterday we kind of had a pre-meeting with auditors, so we started the ball rolling with year-end stuff. So pretty much myself, that's pretty much what I've been working on, getting month-end, year-end stuff done and then be prepping for audit. They will be here February 12th and 13th, two full days where we will go through the audit full-blown. So other than that, that's all I have.
Anyways, we'll move on. Move on to our approval payments for the December 2014 claims yet that were at the end of the month.
Mary, do you want to be back to
us? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Adershine.
We're here.
Yes. Okay. Yep. We've got the signed resolution here.
Okay.
I got two copies. Did you want three? Because I thought you wanted three.
Well, Max said he gave you five copies.
He gave me five copies. Yep. I have one. And then, yep, my agent has one. And there's three signed copies. You want the three?
Yeah.
I thought they wanted one. But
they should have one. We should have one. And we need to send one in.
Did they
have a resolution number?
Do I need to have them put one on there? Okay. I can do that.
Just if they want to use date, ask if you want to run in quick, just see if the resolution number, if they just want to use the date, that's be sufficient.
Then we have to get a resolution number, or do we have one for it?
Ours will be
2015.
I knew that was going to happen. 03.
Okay.
As the date, 01, or just all?
She came up with the number.
So it's just probably a number.
I asked.
They just made one up for you.
She wrote it down.
As long as they got it, that it matches.
Must be the date and the year and the, yeah.
And the first resolution that they had.
I'll do it like date.
And I would... They probably want one of those copies, I was thinking, but, yeah.
All right, so just kind of get council up to speed here. So, basically with that,
you got everything. I have a check, too, for the fee. Am I giving that to you tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
So, basically, with the fee, like Ed's talking about, I'll go over that quickly in the resolution. That's just something that the township has to be reimbursed for loss in taxes and property and all that hardship. And they charge $250 an acre. And basically that would be something we would collect from the person that's requesting the annexation. They'll pay us, and then we'll reimburse the township for that fee.
Okay. It's just a pass-through.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
So, and that's basically common practice unless we're annexing land for city use.
Oh.
You know, then, of course, we eat the fee. So, basically, we got 1.75 acres that we'll be annexing in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, basically, that amount is $437.50. And we got the subdivision approved. Got everything ironed out. Kind of got the survey that's in the council packets. So basically, I don't know that there's any other questions or concerns other than approving the resolution tonight and getting it sent off to the, you know, state municipal board to, you know, Minnesota Office of Administrative Hearings. And then basically what we have there, there's a $50 filing fee.
That was one, the thing I talked to you about, the question about whether we could walk the resolution. We have somebody that works down there that's going to help us move that this through the municipal board. And so I don't know if you'd let me deliver it or tell me who you're mailing it to, and then we could get in contact with them to help push it through.
I don't know, I guess it don't make me any difference. It's your deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're the one who wants to get it done, so you're sure not going to sit on it.
No.
I got a question. Yeah, this little exhibit here, is your lot like that, or is that squared off, or is your...
The, yeah.
Is your lot just like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How come we never ever got...
Actually, you know, this owned this property and these across. It was a big square, and they sold this off.
Oh.
Yeah.
This seems kind of weird, but... Yeah, I...
And that's what I was told, you know, over the years. I know that these two properties right next door to me were sold off in, you know, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago.
Well, this seems...
It is.
Yeah. So you got, this is the driveway, I would imagine, yeah. Right here, yeah. Okay. So this actually goes behind the other house, is that?
Yeah.
Oh.
It does.
Well. And they're all good with that?
I've never had, you know, yeah. It's all farm field behind that, so there's no... Yeah, it's been like that. I bought it that way.
Oh.
So...
Yeah, I just thought maybe the land next to you, maybe they would want to square that off, buy it from you and square it off.
You know, the neighbor to the other side, they want to buy the property behind them and square that off, but I told them to deal... It'd be better if they dealt with a new owner on that issue. And I think now that we've done the survey like this, it'll be easy for them.
Yeah. Oh, it's been surveyed and everything, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It had been a long time ago. They just came back and refound the corner fins. But nobody else has asked me if they...
Yeah. No, I just was kind of curious. I thought, well, okay. Nothing surprises me. I went through the same thing when I had mine surveyed.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. There's another property that's just as goofy as that one.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So I don't know.
Yeah, less long ago too.
Right.
Chairman, for this resolution, we don't need to hold a public hearing or anything like that, right?
Nope. Not as long as we have a joint resolution, then we can bypass all that. Because otherwise, we'd have to do it by ordinance, and then we'd have to go through them roads. That's why we always it's.
I think it was me that I was asking the wrong questions, and
no,
but it all worked out. I was really pessimistic to be sitting here tonight with us for a while. But
I suppose at this point we need a motion.
I guess the only other question I have, past practice, I hate to throw more fees at Ed, but typically, like now, if we've done the resolution. You know, like I said, it was for our property. And I guess this is how council feels. So I'll leave this. This has just been passed on by attorney and our planner, where they feel like any filing fee should be paid by the person that's doing the annexation versus the city. So that's something you may want to discuss with council as how you want to handle the filing fees.
Are you talking about the $50?
Yeah. So I guess it's something I'd like the council to discuss and have that set forth and have that as precedence.
I guess it's for the benefit of the seller.
Right.
You know, which would be you.
Yep.
And it's not the biggest fee, but it's just something.
That $50 fee, that's for just the paperwork. What about the annexation to the city? I mean, is that so much an acre again now?
No, we don't have that because we collect the taxes now. Oh. The reason why we're paying the township is to kind of a reimbursement or a compensation for their lost
but they're
taxes
losing.
Or, oh. You know, so, to their tax base. So.
So who pays that?
Well, it pays the city and then
okay.
We pay the township.
Okay.
Just, you know.
Yeah, just wondering how the thing goes.
Yep, and that's the practice we've had.
It is a one-time fee, too, is what I understand.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yes.
Well, there was some talk about it being 8 years down the road. They could, but...
Right. But we have it written in there that a lump sum payment of $437.50, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in there.
Right. Yep. So,
I guess I don't have nothing wrong with it. Ed's willing to pay the $50, and if you've got some people down there that's going to help you expedite this,
yep.
Okay.
Outside the 50.
That can be outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any. If he can got somebody to help him expedite that, that's fine.
Yeah. And usually the lady I usually talk to down there is Star.
Okay.
I don't remember her last name, but Star is usually the one that deals with.
Yeah, I don't know her contact.
Okay.
Who it is, but she has somebody that will walk it through the process and just
scoot it along.
From what I understand, it sounds like they pretty much, don't quote me on it though, or put me to it, but
I won't.
Usually, 30 to 60 days now where we've had it where it's taken up to 6 months before we get approval from administrative hearing, but it's a lot better than what it used to be years ago.
And that's when you did the ponds, right? That was more complicated than what we're doing here, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be too bad.
I'm hoping within 30 days what was approved.
So other than the fee, that was the only concern you had, and Mac had, or whoever?
Yep. Mac's gone over everything. Ed was nice enough to bring the plats that Mac needed down to his office so we could, kind of expedite this and get this ready for tonight and get the ball rolling, so...
Why don't you move to approve it with an understanding that he pays the $50 for the
fee? Pays the filing fee.
And however he gets it over there?
He can just pay the filing fee at the at the office.
Oh, okay.
The state.
I was writing a check to you guys.
Oh, okay. Either or, I guess.
Richard, all
right. Should I just...
You can...
I'll should I just pay down there?
Just pay them down there,
okay.
And then just make sure you get receipt, Ed.
Okay.
Have that.
All right. I'll second Dick's motion.
Motion made and seconded to approve the joint resolution number 2015-03 with Young America Township for the Hattersheide annexation. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. You have to sign these and get
thank you.
Them.
Yep. Good luck on that.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be good.
All three? Or,
yeah. So then, we have a copy. Township has a copy and a copy to file.
Yep.
Here, I got it. I got a one of these, too.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that, Ed.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Good. Once I get this down there, I'll be able to get this rolling, and as soon as we thaw out, I can
get her sold.
I have so much stuff. It's like a barn full of stuff. And
garage sale.
Oh, come on over. Take your pick. lumber and all kinds of stuff.
So where are you heading to?
Closer to the city is probably more central for me. I work all over the cities, and then, like I said, my parents are in assisted living in Roseville, so it's too far, I realize, for me to get over there, and so this will be good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's slimming down a little bit.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's good.
Yeah. So just copy your township.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a signed copy to be filed.
Okay.
And then this should be good.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thanks, Ed. Thanks for your help.
See you, Ed. Good luck.
Okay.
So we're done with the number 7 on the...
Yep, that's
agenda.
Right.
Now we'll move on to the additional December 2014 claims.
Just with that, we have already approved it in the consent, but just in case you had questions, I'd like to go over it quickly about the updated claims for May, September, October, November. A lot of them were like an Edge payment that wasn't on there as I reconciled the books at the end of the year.
Yep.
Or a lot of times they were debit payments for NSF checks or those type things.
Yeah.
So I just made those corrections so all our numbers match up, so when the auditors come. So at the end of the year, everything came out, our claims lists with our vendors and QuickBooks, so we were good.
So are we looking at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Edge payments? Check number what? 17138 and 17144 to 17177 plus the 6 transfers.
And then what the added payment on 17138 was, salary for portion of the secretary pay for the fire department for Officer Adam Glander for the remainder of the year when Miss Urich, I guess, did you say resigned or left her?
Retired.
There we go. That's the word. So he resumed her duties for the remainder of the year.
So that comes to a total of 191,304.05.
Yep. You know, and a lot of that was, you know, the transfer. Yeah. So that's why the number looks so massive.
And you got your city contribution to the relief. That's over 18.
That check got handed over, correct?
Any discussion or questions? Otherwise, I'd probably look for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the 5 added Edge payments. Check number 17138, 17144 to 17177. And the 6 transfers for a total of $191,304.05. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. January claims list. Questions? Discussion? Now is the time to ask.
Oh, I see. 17188, that's for Floyd. That's good till I see the date there, 4/23/15.
Yeah, that's for 3 months.
Okay.
Any other questions? Is there a look for a motion?
Motion to approve the 1 ACH payment and check number 17178 through 17209 for the January tolling. 80,064.34.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve payment of the 1 Edge payment. Checks number 17178 to 17209 for a total of $88,064.34. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on. City Council reports. Councilman Odoms.
The fish fry is the 7th of February. Is that like 11 to 7? Is that basically what it is?
I believe so.
Also, the bathrooms, is anything new on the water line problem down there?
The park?
No.
No. Nothing I know.
That's all I got.
Paul?
Just wondering if does Schultze have anything wrong with cleaning up the basement and all the holes and everything was down there?
No.
Nothing new?
I don't think so. I still think the main thing is to get that
sewer line.
Yeah, disconnected and rerouted.
So the water doesn't get in there. Because otherwise we could be fixing it twice.
Yeah, just it'll be a waste of money. So we need to get that.
Well, hopefully in spring we can get better at that stuff.
Yeah.
Mr. Lund?
CCL meeting will be at the end of the month.
I sent out an email.
Yep.
If you got it.
Yep. Okay. And the topic they're going to be is talking about the aging population in Carver. So if there's anything that anybody has that they want to make sure that maybe we need to bring up before then, let me know. If you have a concern in that, I'll bring the question to the group. They'll also be selecting their chair and vice chair. So.
My only thing is just, you know, the housing that, you know, in homes.
The baby boomers are getting older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know most everybody, I mean, that's what we've had. We've seen quite a turnaround. If you notice, if you've driven through town, there's a lot of homes for sale.
There are about 7.
You know? And that's, a lot of it is people retiring or people moving to, you know, Norwood to the harbor or Peace Villa. But then what we're seeing, too, is then younger families coming in and taking their spot and purchasing these homes. So kind of seeing that turnover right now.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
I do have a question. On that one email, are you going to go to that meeting with the 212 extension? See what's going on.
Chris shot me an email. Did you see the...
They changed the
date. Yeah. That I sent an email. They changed the date to February.
You're going to go to that?
Okay.
I might go along with you on that.
Okay.
Okay. One other thing was that I talked to you earlier. I think I talked to Jeremy about it. Was Gary's house. They're remodeling in there.
We talked to the inspector. You were here, mm-hmm. right? I think so, yeah. We talked to the inspector about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Has he gotten the whole thing?
I don't know what he's doing, but I've seen a big truck there too, and it was full.
He's got a pile.
Yeah. I even shot an email over to the inspectors that next time they're in town, maybe.
Yeah.
So they haven't pulled a permit or anything yet?
No. There was a permit pulled years ago, and that's way expired.
Yeah.
From when Gary started.
Maybe the building inspector should have moseyed over there when he asked if you'd emailed to the office.
Yes, and I did do that.
Follow-up on it.
Yep, exactly.
And I see we've got a new addition to the MinSpec.
Yeah, there's a new person.
Is he going to be one of the inspectors in town here? Or?
Well, the area. Oh. I'm sure they rotate a lot.
Okay.
Usually it's Ty.
Yep.
Is here.
Yeah.
Because what they had is Scott, who's the owner, he had to have hip surgery. Broke his hips.
Oh.
And then his son got rear-ended. Is that what it was, right? Rear-ended.
An accident.
So he's laid up. So they've.
Isn't his brother there? I think we met him, Dick, down here at the generator. Wasn't he there? Wasn't that his brother?
Maybe his brother, but I know.
Remember what his name was, Dick?
Who were we talking about?
The inspector that was down there.
I don't remember what his name was.
I thought that was his brother. I thought. He was on that.
He might have his brother, too. There's about three or four qualities that work at that
office.
Yeah. Oh. All brothers.
Yeah. And I did just want to report on that. I've got that chimney down on the community hall. And
looks good.
When I was up on the roof, I think we better be saving some money for that. I think it might be a whole roof. Looks, feels pretty soft in a lot of spots up there. So
we'll have to check into it.
Yeah. I just think by spring, I think that's going to be one of the biggest issues I think we're going to have, besides the road. So.
All right. Anything else?
And then I noticed up there, is that chimney still being used, that square brick one in the middle?
No.
I wonder if a guy should almost be thinking about that. If we do that roof, that it should be taken down below the roof line anyway. I don't know where that's sitting in the middle of the building, or I don't know where that would be.
I'll have to look at it.
Well, the furnace was kind of in the center, the old part.
The old, boiler room.
Yeah.
Where would that go up? Where the two doors are there between the new part and the old part? That one section there, maybe?
That's something we'll have to remember, so when that guy comes out in spring and relooks at the roof, we can have him look at that too.
Yeah. I think it would be a good idea just
see if there's a way maybe just to
take it down below the roof, and
yeah,
that would take care of probably some of the leaking.
Yeah. So.
And that's all I've got.
All right. I haven't really got anything, so.
Oh. I do have one other thing. One more.
Okay.
The Christmas lights, the fire department was going to take them down.
They're coming down Saturday.
Okay.
Coming down Saturday.
Okay.
Did they turn them off?
Yep.
Okay.
I made a...
You said you were... Just,
that's it. That's it.
You sure?
I'm sure. Thank you.
Anything else for the city? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.